那这个是讲到耶稣基督那个伟大的救恩。
This is a message about the great salvation come from Jesus Christ.
然后提摩太后书三章十六节说，圣经都是神所默示的，与教训、督责、使人归正、教导人学义，都是有益的。
The Second Timothy chapter 3 verse 16. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof and correction, for instruction in righteousness.
那这个是讲到圣经是神的话，与我们都有益处。
This is the message that Bible, our words come from God. Those words can benefit us.
那今天念的三章十六节提前也是大家很熟悉的经文。
And today, what I'm going to share with you is from the First Timothy chapter 3, verses 16, which is also a very familiar message to you.
大哉金钱的奥秘，无人不以为然，就是神在肉身显现，被圣灵称义，被天使看见，被传于外邦，被世人信服，被接在荣耀里。
And without contrary, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifested in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen by angels, preached among the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up in glory.
那保罗写提摩太前书的地点是在马其顿。
When Paul wrote this book, he was in Macedonia.
但是呢，提摩太是在以弗所那里牧养教会。
But Timothy was helping a church in Ephesus.
那提摩太是保罗第二次外出宣道的时候，在小亚细亚的路斯德遇见的。
Paul met Timothy when he went on a mission, the second missionary trip to Asia Minor, in a place called Lystra.
然后呢，他就跟随保罗到处宣教。
Then Timothy followed Paul, to become a missionary as well.
那保罗称他为在主里面的真儿子。
Paul called Timothy as his son in the Lord.
那可见他们在主里的关系是多么的密切。
So you can see how close they are.
那保罗呢，因为那个时候没有办法很快的赶到以弗所。
Because Paul couldn't get to Ephesus as fast as he expected.
所以他来写信就勉励提摩太。
So he wrote this letter to encourage Timothy.
他告诉他很多关于牧养教会的原则。
And teach him many principles about how to build a church.
那借着书信呢，就帮助他知道该怎么做。
So through these letters, he helped Timothy to do what is right, to do what is right.
那刚才念的经文，提摩太前书三章十四到十六节，讲出一段与教会有关的真理。
So what we just read in the First Timothy, it was about truth of church.
他说啊，这个家就是永生神的教会，真理的柱石和根基。
Here it said, the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and the ground of the truth.
也就是说，教会就是永生神的家。
Which means church is the house of the living God.
那保罗呢，以家来形容神的教会。
Paul described church as God's house.
那这是一个充满爱和温暖的地方。
This is the place full of love and warmth.
那也是神的儿女们之间能够团契、能够相交的地方。
This is also a place that the God's children can have fellowship and communication.
那不但这样，保罗又说了，教会是真理的柱石和根基。
Paul also said, church is the pillar and the ground of the truth.
那对很多弟兄姐妹来说，这是挺熟悉的经文。
Many brothers and sisters, this is a very familiar message.
但是我们如果仔细再读一下，也许你会问这句话真正的意思是什么？
But if we take a close look, you may ask yourself, what's the true meaning of this?
所以当保罗说教会是真理的柱石根基的时候，到底他想指出的重点是什么？
So when Paul said, the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and the ground of the truth,what he really wanted to say.
然后最后还有一点呢，就是当他讲完三章十五节之后，为什么又冒出第十六节呢？
So another question is that after he finished the verses 15 in chapter 3, why there's the, you know, verses 16 following?
那十六节跟十五节是什么关系？
So what's the relationship between these two verses?
那我今天想从三个词来解释这一段经文。
And today I want to interpret this message from, by three different terminology.
就是根基、柱石和真理。
Ground, pillar, and the truth.
那第一个我们讲根基。那
First, we want to talk about ground.
新约圣经里面这个根基这个词啊，一共出现了21次。
In New Testament,the word of ground appears 21 times.
那临前第三章就说了，我照神所给我的恩，好像一个聪明的工头立好了根基，有别人在上面建造，只是个人要谨慎怎样在上面建造，因为那立好的已经立好的根基就是耶稣基督以外，没有人能立别的根基。
For example, in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 10 to 11, according to the grace of God, which was given to me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another builds on it. But let each one take heed how he builds on it. For no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ.
那这里很清楚地指出教会的根基就是耶稣基督。
Here, it clearly indicated that the foundation of the church is Jesus Christ.
那每一位基督徒信主以后要在这个根基上建造自己的工程。
Each Christian after they became a believer has to build their work on this foundation.
因为有一天我们每一个人都要站在基督台前向父神交账。
Because every one of us, one day we have to come before our God to be judged.
那这个根基英文翻译成 foundation 是很容易了解。
Here, the English translation for 根基 is foundation. I think it's easy to understand.
但是呢，在提摩太前书三章十五节说真理的柱石和根基。
But, however, in 1 Timothy chapter 3, verses 15, he said the pillar and ground of the truth.
那这个根基呢，是指支撑物、浮梁或者是堡垒。
Here, it indicates a supporting material, a pillar or a fortress.
根基是用来支撑整座建筑物的。
A builder use this to support the whole building.
那其实呢，这里的意思啊，是说教会是真理的守护者、捍卫者或者是斗士。
Which also indicated the church is the guardian, defender or fighter for the truth.
这个世界不愿意面对真理。
These words are reluctant to receive the truth.
但是教会必须守护真理。
However, church has to defend the truth.
而且让世人都能够知道这个真理。
And they have to help the world to understand the truth.
那这个世界一直想除掉不受人欢迎的真理。
This world always wants to get rid of unpopular truth.
所以教会必须努力来捍卫真理。
However, church has to defend the truth.
我举一个例子啊。
I want to give you an example.
圣经很清楚地说同性恋是错的。
In Bible, it clearly mentioned that homosexual is incorrect.
那也很清楚指出犯同性恋的后果是什么。
It also pointed out the consequences of a homosexual relationship.
那圣经也很清楚指出婚姻的看法是什么。
And the Bible also gave a clear definition of a marriage.
那是一男一女。
That between one man and one woman.
一夫一妻。
One husband and one wife.
一心一意。
One heart.
而且是一生一世。
And spend the whole life together.
那这些现在似乎都变成不受欢迎的看法和立场。
All this became very unpopular perspective or at their position.
所以世人呢想尽办法要除去这些圣经正面的教导。
So people in this world want to try everything to get rid of all this unpopular teaching in Bible.
记得保罗对提摩太这么说过。
We remember that Paul said to Timothy,
他说你当竭力在神面前得蒙喜悦，做无愧的工人，按照正义分解真理的道。
Be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth.
那这边的分解的意思啊，就像旧约的祭司们用一把锋利的刀子，将一只祭物仔仔细细切成一块一块的。
Here, when he said the dividing, it almost indicates it's like the priest in the old time to divide a sacrifice animal with a sharp knife.
然后呢，有条不紊的再把它们合并成整只祭物放在祭坛上。
So when the sacrificed animal were cut into pieces, the priest will later put them back as one piece on the altar.
那其实呢，这不单单是对传道人说的。
This is not only a message to missionaries.
那在教会里面，每一位真正重生得救的弟兄姐妹都有责任。
And this is also a responsibility of every brothers and sisters who are born again.
而且有义务来守护、来捍卫、来诠释神的道。
It's their responsibility to defend, to protect, and interpret God's words.
就是说，诠释圣经的真理，然后做一个真理的斗士。
They have the responsibility to interpret the truth of the Holy Bible and to defend it.
那第二个词我们讲到柱石。
The second terminology I want to share with you is pillar.
那提摩太是在以弗所牧养那边的教会。
Timothy was shepherding a church in the Ephesians.
那以弗所人呢，都以亚迪米神庙或是戴安娜神庙为非常大的威荣。
And the people in Ephesians are very proud of the temple of the goddess Diana.
那在使徒行传十九章，当保罗在以弗所宣教的时候
，When Paul was preaching in Ephesians, When we can find this in the Acts.
然后他告诉当地的人说，人手所造的不是神。
He told the local people, whatever created by man's hands is not a true God.
然后就引起银匠迪米丢的事件，搞得满城都轰动起来。
So the silver smith Demidu was very angry and incited the whole city, people in the city to go against Paul.
那在使徒行传十九章二十八节记述了一句当时众人的话，就是说大哉以弗所人的亚迪米啊。
People in Ephesians said, oh, great is the temple of the goddess Diana.
那要知道那个时候亚迪米神庙是当时世界的七大奇迹之一。
We have to know that the temple of goddess Diana at the time was one of the seven wonders of the world.
这个庙有一个特色，就是它有127根柱子。
There were 127 pillars in this temple.
每一条长20米啊。
So each pillar is about 20 meters long.
而且全部是大理石建造的。
They are all built by marble.
那它还镶了一些珠宝，用包上黄金的薄片。
Many of them were decorated with the jewelries and wrapped with gold.
那在每一条柱顶柱石上，常常上面放了一些著名人物的雕像。
And there were many prominent statue of famous people on top of the pillars.
那这个高雕像呢，高高在上，盖过一切平凡的事物，使人从远处就可以清楚地看见。
And those statues were put on the very obvious position, so people can see them from far away.
那当时的以弗所人都知道，那里的柱石啊是非常的华美。
So all the local residents in Ephesus know all these pillars are magnificent.
他们在心里面讲的那个柱石啊，就是那个印象。
So when they talk about pillar, that's the impression they have.
那请问？一个神庙真的需要127根柱石来撑住它吗？
So I want to ask you, does a temple really need 127 pillars to support it?
我不是建筑师，也不是结构工程师。
I am not the architecture or an engineer.
但也没有资格来做这种评论。
So I cannot comment from a technical point.
但是啊，我们如果用常理去判断
，But if we judge by common sense，
很可能那个127根柱石中，大部分是用来展示、用来见证这雅典米庙的雄伟。
So, possibly, or most of these pillars are basically used as an exhibition, a testimony, and to show the magnificence of this temple.
所以当保罗用柱石这个字的时候，一方面是指支撑的意思，同时也是指是一个展示、见证跟表彰的意思。
So when Paul mentioned the pillars, not only he mentioned this has a function of supporting, but he also mentioned that the pillars have a function to exhibition, testimony, and the manifestation.
另外呢，在加拉太书第二章，使徒保罗这么讲。
But also in Galatians chapter 2 verses 9,
他说：“又知道所赐给我的恩典，就是那称为教会柱石的雅各、基法、约翰，就像我和巴拿巴用右手行相交之礼。”
When James, Cephas, and John, who seems to be pillars.Perceive the grace that has been given to me, they gave me and Barnabas the right hand of fellowship.
那保罗说呢，他后来所传的福音是从耶稣基督启示得来的。
And Paul always said that the gospel he preached was a revelation by Jesus Christ.
那在他信主大概17年之后，他和巴拿巴去耶路撒冷拜见了雅各、基法和约翰。
After 17 years, he has received Jesus Christ. He went to Jerusalem with Barnabas to visit James, Cephas, and John.
那他们呢，就和保罗跟巴拉巴用右手行相交之礼，就是彼此之间有交通的意思。
So they used their right hands to do fellowship.Which means that they had a great communication together.
因为他们三个人都见过，而且也跟随过耶稣。
Because James, Cephas, and John were followers of Jesus Christ, and they have seen Jesus in person.
但是保罗没有。
Yet Paul has never seen Jesus.
所以呢，他想从彼此之间的交通来印证。他从旧约所了解的和主耶稣亲自教导他们之间的一致性。
So he wants to make sure what he learned from the Old Testament were consistent from the teaching by James, Cephas, and John.
那这边说呢，雅各、基法 和约翰是教会的柱石。
Here he called James, Cephas, and John as pillars of the church.
那如果把这个柱石啊解释成支撑的意思，那其他的使徒难道就不是柱石，不是支撑了吗？
If we only interpreted them as pillar to support the church, does that mean that other disciples are not pillars?
那到底这边的柱石作何解释？
So how should we interpret pillars here?
另外我们都晓得，当摩西带领以色列人出了埃及之后，在旷野漂流。
We all know that when Moses led Israelite out of Egypt and the wander in the wilderness.
那白天有云柱，晚上有火柱，在他们面前引导他们。
There was a pillar of a cloud during the day and a pillar of a fire during the night to guide them.
什么时候云柱火柱停下来，他们就扎营不走；什么时候云柱火柱往上移动，他们就拔营起行。
They camped together when the pillar of a cloud and the pillar of fire stopped, but they move on when the pillar of a cloud and the pillar of a fire move on.
那如此的以色列人出埃及之后，在旷野漂流了40年，那个带领他们的云柱火柱到底作何解释？
So how should we interpret those pillar of a cloud and the pillar of fire which led Israelites for 40 years in the wilderness?
是支撑物，是栋梁吗？好像又不是哦。
Are these pillar supporting pillars? It doesn't seem like so.
那在旷野里面，云柱火柱总不离开以色列百姓。
In the wilderness, the pillar of a cloud and the pillar of fire never left the Israelites.
所以你可以看见，那些云柱火柱是以色列人在历史里面的一个见证。
So you can see those pillars of a cloud and the pillar of a fire were actually a testimony in the wilderness.
那他们200万人在旷野漂流了40年的时间里。
2 million people wander in the wilderness for 40 years.
那靠着云柱火柱带领，最后进入迦南地。
They finally entered the promised land by the guidance of the pillar of a cloud and the pillar of a fire.
那这个是以色列民族一个众所皆知、家喻户晓的历史的事件。
This is a historical event that every Israelite understands.
所以当年的云柱、火柱是以色列人在历史里面的一个见证，见证神的带领。
So, the pillar of a cloud and the pillar of a fire became a testimony of God, which led the Israelites in the wilderness.
那教会是由基督徒组成的。
The church was built by Christians.
那被一群从神、从世界里面所呼召出来的。
And these people were chosen and called upon by God from the world.
那耶稣基督借着圣灵的内住而住在他们里面。
Jesus Christ lived inside of these people through the Holy Spirit.
但是却有一个外在的彰显，这个就是柱石的意思。
But there is a manifestation from outside. This is the meaning of the pillar.
所以刚刚说到雅各、基法、约翰是教会的柱石。
So when we said James, Cephas, and John are pillars of church,
是指他们呢是教会见证人的一个代表。
It means that they are the representative of the testimony of the church.
他们是做耶稣基督从死里复活见证人的一个代表。
They are representative of a people who witnessed the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
那这个柱石呢，讲到一个展示，讲到一个见证。
So here, the pillars means a manifestation, means a testimony.
所以不要忘记啊，那些收信人在以弗所，他们一想到柱子，就想到雅典米神庙那个127根大柱子的雄伟。
So let's not forget, when those people in Ephesians, when they receive the letters and when they read the words about the pillars, the image of the temple of Diana will just pop up.
讲到那些见证啊，讲到那个展示。
It talk about the manifestation, about the testimony.
所以你们若晓得这些背景之后，你就可以知道，当保罗讲教会是真理柱石的根基。
So when you will understand when Paul said this is the pillar, is the pillar of the church, of the truth.
所以那个柱石是教会，是真神真理的一个展示，一个表彰，一个见证。
So those pillars become a manifestation of the truth of the church. It's a testimony, exhibition, and manifestation.
好，第三个我们来讲真理。
The third terminology I want to share with you today is about the truth.
当主耶稣被捉拿，在比拉多面前受审的时候，
When Jesus was arrested and judged by Pontius Pilate,
那比拉多问他说，这样你是王吗？
So when Pilate asked Jesus, are you the king of Israel?
那耶稣就回答说，你说我是王，我为此而生，也为此来到世间，特为给真理做见证，凡属真理的人就听我的话。
Then Jesus answered Pilate, you say that I am a king. I was born for this, and I have come into this world for this, to testify to the truth.Everyone who is one of the truth listens to my voice.
那比拉多就问他说，哎，什么是真理呢？
Then, Pontius Pilate asked him, what is truth?
所以比拉多问了一个人类历史上大家都想知道的问题。
And Pilate asked a question that all human race want to know.
然而当真理的化身站在他面前的时候，比拉多却不认得这个真理。
However, when the manifestation of the truth stood just in front of him, Pilate could not recognize him.
他与真理擦身而过，失去了得救的机会。
And it's unfortunately he just missed the manifestation of the truth and couldn't recognize the truth.
那约翰福音一开头就说到，太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神，道成了肉身住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典，有真理，我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
So in book John, the first chapter, the first verses, it said, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was GodThe word became flesh and took up residence among us. We observed his glory, the glory as the one and the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth.
那这个道就是在太初就已经存在了。
So the word exists in the beginning of the world.
那后来当道成肉身来到地上成为人子耶稣的时候呢？
So when the word incarnated become flesh, that Jesus came to this world.
那他就成为恩典跟真理的化身，将父的荣光彰显出来。
And it became the manifestation of God's glory and grace. He revealed who is God.
那主耶稣说，他说我就是道路、真理、生命。若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
Jesus said to his to people, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me."
所以耶稣就是真理。
So Jesus is the truth.
那主耶稣知道很多人不能够明白这句话。
Jesus also know that not many people can understand this.
所以他后来又对门徒们这么说。
So he said to his disciple later,
他说，我还有好些事要告诉你们，但你们现在担当不了，那只等真理的圣灵来了，他要引导你们明白一切的真理。
So later he said to his disciple that he has still many messages to share with them, but they could not take it. So later the Holy Spirit will come and reveal those truths to them.
那当那位赐人智慧跟启示的圣灵下来之后呢，他住在信耶稣的人心里面。
So when the Holy Spirit descends from heaven, who can reveal the truth to us? He became the spirit that lives inside our body.
那个人才会慢慢的认识这位真理的化身，就是耶稣。
So whoever received the Holy Spirit to live inside of him will understand Jesus is the truth.
所以我们现在知道了，提摩太前书三章十五节下半句话说，教会就是永生神的家，真理的柱石和根基的意思。
So now we understand the first Timothy verses, chapter 3, verses 15. The meaning, why is that church is the house of the God, house of the truth.
那个时候的保罗，他的灵充满了神的启示，所以接着讲了三章十六节。
And at the time, Paul was full with the Holy, the power of the Holy Spirit. That's why he said the following verses.
他说啊，大在近前的奥秘，无人不以为然，就是神在肉身显现，被圣灵承引，被天使看见，被传于外邦，被世人信服，被接在荣耀里。
He said in verse 16, and without the contrary, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifested in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen by angels, preached among the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up in glory.
那在原文呢，这是一个非常美妙的诗歌。
In the book, this is a song, a beautiful song.
但是呢，从中文的上下文来分析啊，会让人一头雾水。
But if you look at the Chinese translation and try to analyze it, you might be puzzled.
那好像跟三章十五节的意思连不起来。
It doesn't seem like these two verses can connect with each other.
但是你如果懂的英文的话，
But if you understand English,
那就比较容易了解。
Then it's easier to understand.
因为在一段经文里面啊，如果有一个形容名词的子句啊、片语啊，或是句子，总是形容前面最靠近的名词。
Because in English, if there is an adjective adjective clause before a noun, usually that was used to describe the noun.
那三章十五节的结尾是 pillar and the foundation of the truth.
Because at the end of the chapter 3, verses 15, it talks about the pillar and the truth.
那所以接下来的三章十六节所描写的是形容三章十五节的真理。
So what's following, the following verses actually are the description of the truth and the foundation.
那在中文和合本就看不出来了。
But in Chinese, a translation, it's difficult to understand.
那这篇说大在近前的奥秘，就是说伟大，这是一个属神的奥秘。
Here it says this is great because this is the mystery of belong to God.
奥秘是一些属神的真理，但是以前的世代没有叫人家知道。
When he said it's mystery, basically it's mystery of God because it was not revealed to people before their time, so nobody understood it.
但是今天圣灵启示他的圣使徒跟先知们，让他们清楚地把那些奥秘开启。
However, the Holy Spirit has revealed the mystery to Jesus' followers. That's why the mystery was shown to those people.
所以让世人能够明白，能够对神产生一个敬虔的心。
And then, people in this world can understand the mystery and become awe and respect the glory of God.
这个真理的化身是一个奥秘。
So the manifestation of the truth is a mystery.
那就是神在肉身显现，成了道成肉身的耶稣。
Which means that God was manifested in the flesh, become Jesus Christ.
他从亘古到永远就是神了。
From the very beginning, he is God.
他居然进入人类的历史里面。
However, he entered the history of a human race.
那成为一个无耻之躯，从婴孩开始慢慢长大。
And he became a flesh and started to grow from a newborn baby.
他成为一个完完全全的人，外表跟你我一样。
And then become an adult, a look just like the same as you and me.
神在肉身显现，实在是一个奥秘。
So it's indeed a mystery that God can reveal himself in the flesh.
所以保罗在哥罗西书说，神的奥秘就是基督。
That's why Paul said in Corinthians that God's mystery is Jesus Christ.
接下来他说被圣灵称义。
So in the following said justify in the spirit.
那称义呢，意思其实是指啊，证明一些事情的真实性或是正确性。
Here it says that it confirm the truth of the correct the some how should we it confirm the truth the authenticity of the truth.
说到圣灵在主耶稣的身上彰显出来，让他能够行神迹啦、医病赶鬼啊，叫人复活。
It was revealed in Jesus Christ that he has the power to drive the demon out of people, or heal the sick, or even resurrect the dead.
所以经由圣灵的工作来证明、来认可，他确实是神的儿子，是基督，是人类的救世主。
So through the power of the Holy Spirit, it confirmed that Jesus is truly the Son of God. He is the Savior of a human being.
那接下来说，他在被天使看见。
And later it said that he was seen by angels.
我们晓得主耶稣在客西马尼园，在他从死里复活的时候，被接升天的时候，都被天使看见。
We know that when he was in the Garden of Gethsemane, and his resurrection, and when he was descending to the heaven, he was all seen by angels.
接下来说被传于外邦，被世人信服，就是说因神的怜悯，神恩典，福音被广传了。
Later, it said that he preached among the Gentiles, believed on in the world, which means the gospel has been widely preached due to God's mercy and grace.
那保罗说过，说听信道是从听道来的。
Paul already said that we believe because we hear about the gospel.
但是他说，人没有听见吗？诚然是听见了。
He said that.Has people not given the chance to listen to the gospel? Of course they did.
他们的声音传遍天下，他们的言语传到地极。
Their voices has been preached over the world, and the message has shared in every part of the world.
所以我们都晓得主耶稣的福音是借着宣教士，借着大众传播的媒体，正向世界每个角落，每一个族群传播。
We know that the God message has been shared by missionary, by the media, almost to every part of the world.
哎呀，连我们华人都相信了福音，这实在一件很稀奇的事。
And it's a miracle that even we as Chinese have received and believed in the gospel.
中国是一个很老的民族。
China is a country with a very long history.
那有着太多的民间传统啊、包袱啊、跟迷信的事情。
And it was burdened by the history, tradition, or even this mystery.
那加上过去历史跟教育，让我们有一个先入为主的观念。
And then we were enforced by our education and the history we learned.
认为宗教是列强用来侵略中国的工具跟手段。
We believe that religion is a tool by those Western countries to invade China.
以前国内的教育更是说什么宗教是人民思想的鸦片烟呢？
In China early on, it was taught that religion is like a spiritual opium to puzzle and mislead people.
说天下没有什么救世主，一切要靠自己，什么人定胜天啊等等。
People were told that there was no savior. The people have to count on themselves.
那怎么可能去相信一个漂洋过海来的洋教呢？
So how could they believe a religion that was shared by missionary from the other part of the world?
那这个就是最早来华的宣教士他们面临的难处。
So it was actually a dilemma many Western missionaries have to deal with in the early days.
但是感谢神，两百多年以来，感谢神两百多年以来福音在中国究竟是传开了。
Thank God, in the past 200 years, the gospel has been spread out in China.
那最后保罗说到主耶稣被接到荣耀里面。
Finally, Paul said, Jesus Christ was descended to heaven, in glory.
那他完成救赎之后就被接到升天了。
Jesus was, received by God after he, accomplished the salvation.
他升天之后呢，成为我们天上的大祭司。
After he descended, he became our high priest in heaven.
他天天为我们代求。
And he prayed for us every day.
而且将来有一天他还要再来。
And he will come again.
他像一个长兄一样，要接属他的人到荣耀里面去。
He is like the eldest son.In the family, who will help and receive people following him.
那这个实在是我们荣耀的盼望，也是一个极大的奥秘。
This is our glorious hope, but also a great mystery.
所以啊，提摩太前书三章十六节只有讲到两个重点。
So, the first Timothy chapter 3 verses 15 and 16, there are two major points.
讲到耶稣的身位和耶稣的工作。
The two major points are about Jesus' identity and his work.
关于身位呢，他是一位真神，也是一位真人。
So when we talk about Jesus' identity, he is a true God, and also he is a true human being.
他从亘古到永远是神。
He has always been God from the very beginning to the eternity.
那他在地上的时候跟你跟我一样是一个完完全全的人。
But when he was among us, he was just like us as a true human being.
那关于工作呢，就是他把救恩带给世人。
And about his work, his work is to bring true salvation to human race.
有一天他要再来接我们到荣耀里。
In the future, he will come again to receive us to his glory.
好，我们来总结一下。
So that's come to the conclusion.
教会是真理的柱石和根基。
Church is the foundation of truth and the church. So,
意思就是说呢，教会的责任是要护卫真理，要诠释真理。
So the responsibility of the church is to defend the truth and explain the truth.
这个真理呢，就是耶稣基督。
And the truth is Jesus Christ himself.
就是神在肉身显现，被圣灵称义，被天使看见，被传扬外邦。
And it is the manifestation of Jesus Christ, and he will be revealed to the Gentiles.
那被世人信服，被接在荣耀里面。
And he will be believed upon by people on the world, and then he will be received and descending to heaven in glory.
所以信徒的职责是什么？就是要借着生活跟见证来彰显出信仰的可贵性跟真实性。
So what is the responsibility of a believer? Is to reveal God through our daily life. To reveal God's truth.
那在结束以前，我想跟大家分享一个真实的故事。
So before the end of today's message, I want to share a real story with you.
就是关于李宗成在南非开普敦的故事。
I want to share a story about a person named Chong Chen Li, who lived in Cape Town, a captain of South Africa.
那他呢是四川成都人。
He came from 四川成都 city.
他是八十年后的独生子。
He was the only child born after 1980.
那他带着父母的期盼，于2003年去南非共和国的开普敦理工大学读书。
So he went to Cape Town of South Africa to study in 2003 with carry the great hope of his parents and family.
那他呢买了一部车子，但是人很够义气啊，常常让同学搭便车。
And he bought a car. He was very generous. So he always took his classmates around in the town.
那有一次有两位白人的女同学叫做拉拉跟凯西，坐着他的车子从外地要回到学校。
Two of his classmates, two Caucasian female, one is Lana, the other is Kathy. They join him, want to travel back to the school from other towns.
那当他以每小时100多公里的速度开快车的时候，
When he drove very fast over 100 miles,
忽然间车子失控了。
All of a sudden, the car was out of control.
那在高速公路上就翻车，翻了几次。
And the car just rolled many times on the highway.
那最后被一个围墙挡住。
And then it was stopped by a fence.
当时那凯西呢就被摔到车外，当场死去。
Kathy was thrown out of the car and died on the scene.
那 Lana 呢也被摔出车祸，但是只有腿受伤。
Lana was also thrown out of the car. However, only her leg got injured.
那李宗成也受了重伤，他们都被送到医院去急救。
And Chong Chen Li was also badly injured. Both him and Lana were rescued and rushed to the hospital.
那当这个消息传到四川成都之后呢？
When this message reached to Sichuan, Chengdu City,
那李宗成的父母呢，又是焦虑了，又是恐惧。
The parents of Chong Chen Li were anxious, also in great fear.
那焦虑的是什么呢？自己的宝贝儿子出了车祸，受了重伤。
They were anxious because their precious son was injured and had a car accident.
恐惧的是什么呢？
But what they were afraid of?
那车祸只是几秒钟的事啊。
Because the car accident only happened in a blink of an eye.
那车祸之后的那些法律诉讼啊，金钱的赔偿啊，都可能变成一个长期的纷争了。
However, the lawsuit or the compensation they have to deal with could be a long-term problem.
在开普敦的中国教会就开始为李宗成祷告，又照顾他。
So the churches in Cape Town started to pray for Chong Chen Li and also help him.
那他的父母呢，在成都就到处借钱筹款要办签证。
And his parents in Chengdu started to borrow money and try to get a visa to South Africa.
两天后就上路，花了十八个小时飞机开到开普敦。
And 2 days later, they were boarding on the plane, and it took them about 18 hours to drive to Cape Town.
那李宗仁的同学呢，以及教会的吴世忠牧师就来接飞机。
So, Chong Cheng Lee is a classmate and also pastor of his church came to meet his parent.
那在见面介绍的时候，他们把这个牧师啊听成了律师。
So when the pastor introduced himself, they mistaken him for a lawyer.
那心想这下完了，对方连律师都找好了，这官司可有的打了。
So they were shocked, and they think they were doomed because, Chong Cheng Lee's classmate, their family even hired a lawyer already.
那后来弄清楚了，哦，是教基督教里面的牧师才放心了。
Later on, when they realized that it was actually the pastor from a Christian church, they get relieved.
在这个之前，他们从来没有接触过基督教。
And before that, they never had a chance to listen or even meet anybody from the church.
他们只觉得这个牧师啊，人真是好啊，非亲非故来帮忙他们搬行李。
They just feel that this pastor was a great person because they don't know him. However, he came to meet them and help them to carry on those carry.
但是他们的心中在想啊，应该如何来面对凯西的父母？
However, their heart were burdened because they were thinking how they should deal with the Cathy's.
当他们知道凯西是他父母双方家庭唯一的女孩子
，When they learned that Cathy was the only daughter from both her parents' family，
平常的都宝贝的不得了，现在忽然遭遇车祸死了，一定会责怪他们的儿子。
She was like an apple in their eyes, well protected. Now she died. They believe that theAnd they will be scorned without doubt.
那这种情形如果发生在中国的话，他们会被痛骂，甚至被打、被围殴啊。
They believe if this happened in China, they will be yelled, scorned, even beaten up by people.
那至于金钱的索赔，那更是不得了，这些重担压他们喘不过气来。
And there could be a great penalty that they have to pay. So all this became a heavy burden on them. They feel so suffocated by this burden.
那个时候，吴牧师就看出他们的心里面的事情了。
At the time, Pastor Wu realized what they were worried about.
那就带他们到一间面对的好望角的咖啡店里面喝咖啡。
So he took them to a coffee shop facing Cape Town.
那要疏解他们的心中的压力。
To help them to relieve their burden and worry.
那同时呢，就把福音介绍给他们。
Also, he introduced the gospel to Lee's parents.
那是他们人生中第一次听到耶稣基督的名字。
It was the first time they ever heard about Jesus Christ.
第二天，这个牧师又带他们去教堂。
The second day, Pastor Wu brought them to the church.
他们就开始感谢吴牧师对他们所做的一切事。
And they began to feel grateful to Pastor Wu for what he has done for them.
那要去拜访凯西父母前一天晚上，他们心里面还是不踏实啊。
So before the night they are going to visit Cathy's parents, they still worry a lot.
他们七上八下的不知道将如何面对凯西的父母。
They were so anxious because they didn't know how to face Kathy's parents.
那他们想到各种可能发生的情况，要如何来对付呢？
They had all kinds of scenarios and they have prepared their plans to respond.
他说总括一句话就是打不还手，骂不还口。
So, in conclusion, they just decided to take whatever from Kathy's parents and kept silent.
他们又担心言语的隔阂会带来更多负面的影响。
They also worried that because the language barrier, there could be more negative impact.
最后啊，他们就鼓起了勇气，拨了一个电话给吴牧师。
So they finally took the courage and called Pastor Wu.
就是麻烦他陪他们去见凯西的父母。
They requested Pastor Wu to accompany them to visit Kathy's parents.
谁晓得吴牧师在电话那一端就说了，他说我就是在等这个电话。
To their surprise, Pastor Wu said, you know, I've been waiting for this call for a while.
而且一直说不怕麻烦，不怕麻烦，他还乐意被人麻烦。
And he said, no, there's no trouble for me. I'm very delighted you call me.
就搞得他们一头雾水，他天下哪有还喜欢被麻烦的人呢？
So they were so puzzled why people want to, welcome this kind of burden.
但是在中国的话，人早就躲到远远的地方去了。
In China, people won't just get away as far as they can.
第二天，当他们到达凯西家的时候
，The second day when they arrived at the Kathy's parents' house,
他们的心还在砰砰的跳。
They feel so uneasy.
但是呢，凯西的父亲在大门口欢迎他们，上前来拥抱他们。
However, Kathy's father greeted them at the front door and even gave them a hug.
那一进到屋里面呢，凯西的妈妈站在客厅的当中。
And when they entered the house, Kathy's mother was standing at the center of her living room.
那李宗成的妈妈一直说对不起啊，对不起的话。
And Zhong Cheng Li's mother kept apologizing for what had happened.
想不到这个凯西的妈妈就伸出双臂将她抱住，然后拍她的背有数分钟之久。
However, Kathy's mother embraced her with her arms and kept her in her arms for a few minutes.
她很平静、很温柔地说：“不，这只是一个意外，你不要自责。”
He was so calm and peaceful. She said, Don't worry, this was an accident.
这个话一讲出来啊，对他们却像晴天霹雳一样。他们的价值观就像那一天看到海浪冲击好望角的岩石一样，一下子给撞得粉碎。
However, when Kathy's mother said that, all the value they have believed and built up over the years,suddenly collapsed, just as that day when they sat in the cafeteria, watching the wave rush to the rock.
他们震惊，他们感动，他们羞愧，他们真是无地自容。
They were shocked, they were moved, and they also felt shame.
他们一时真的不知所措啊。
They didn't know what to do.
那凯西的妈妈跟他们说，她说今天你们的到访是对我们家最大的安慰。
Kathy's mother said to them, "Your visit brought great comfort to our family."
李宗成的父母做梦都没有想到他们会如此的被接纳、被原谅。
It was totally surprised to them that they could be forgiven.And accepted like this.
那李的父亲呢？以为在做梦啊，还刻意的捏一下自己的手臂，看是不是真的。
And Lee's father couldn't believe. He felt like he was in a dream. So he snatched himself and to make sure that was not a dream.
那他们几天前绞尽脑汁想出的各种对策，显现的是如此的可怜。
So all the scenario they have been pondered for days, seems meaningless.
那真令他们心里面感到羞愧无比。
They feel so ashamed of themselves.
他们想到一万个可能发生的事。
They have thought about this, 10,000 of scenarios, that could happen.
然后这么好的结果，真是连做梦都没有想过。
However, this outcome was such a great surprise. It was just beyond their imagination.
所以他们的生命一下子受到巨大的冲击。
And their life has been, you know, has received such an impact, beyond their comprehension.
那这么好的结果，反而让他们怀疑，到底是不是真的？
And they just doubt. They had a great doubt that is this really happening?
那是不是凯西的父母因为伤心过度，一时糊涂啊？
Were Kathy's parents were just, you know, so sad that they lost their sense.
因为毛主席曾经说过，世上没有无缘无故的爱。
Because Chirma once said, you know, there is no love without a motivation.
那他们在想啊，趁这个凯西的父母还没有改变主意以前啊，赶快带着儿子回中国，哪怕是抬着担架都要回去。
So they were just pondering in their head that before Kathy's parents changed their mind, they had to rush their son back to China, even though he was not fully healed.
但是后来吴牧师带他们去了教堂之后，他们才知道凯西的父母是信上帝的，是基督徒。
But later on, when Pastor Wu brought these parents to church,They realized that the Catholic parents were Christian. They were Jesus followers.
那当他们知道凯西的父母在伤心之余啊，还把凯西的各种器官捐赠给有需要的人。
And then they realized that even in great sadness and distress, Kathy's parents decided to donate her organs to people who are in need.
这个更让他们觉得震惊又非常的感动。
They were deeply shocked and moved.
所以他们心里面想，如果信上帝的人是如此的好，那他们所信的上帝也一定是非常的好。
So they thought if people who believe in Jesus are such a great people, then the God they believe must be a great God.
那在教堂里面呢，他们更感受到从弟兄姐妹那种无私的爱跟关心。
And they also feel the selfless love from brother and sister in the church.
那就这么几天下来，他们的生命受到了翻天覆地的改变。
So their life just turned upside down within days.
他们的生命受到非常非常大的冲击。
There's such a great impact on their life.
那在一次主日聚会中，他们就听到那首诗歌《这一生最美好的祝福》的时候。
So, in one worship together, they heard the song, "The best blessing and gift in your lifetime."
啊，他们的心就被神的爱摸着，不断的。不停地流出感动跟喜乐的眼泪。
And their hearts were touched by God. They couldn't help themselves and burst out into tears of appreciation and love.
那个时候刚好梁彦成博士在开普敦就带领他们做了决志祷告。
And Professor 杨彦成 was in Cape Town at that time. So,He helped them and to become a believer of Jesus Christ.
那这个故事还没有结束哦。
The story hasn't ended there yet.
那当他们两个月回到成都之后呢，
2 months later, when they went back to Chengdu City,
那把他们在开普敦的遭遇讲给众亲朋好友听。
They shared the story they experienced in Cape Town.
那大家都惊讶得不得了啊。
Everybody was surprised and shocked.
当他们听到凯西的父母不但没有叫他们做任何金钱的赔偿，还反过来安慰他们，原谅他们。
When they heard that the Cathy's parents not only did not blame them, they also greet them and forgive them.
这个实在是不可能的事。
It was impossible.
他们当中有骨科医生，有妇产科医生，有会计师，有公司的职员等等。
So many of their relatives are professionals, doctors and accountants, career people.
他们多年来所认知的价值观啊，道德观啊，人生观一下子给撞得粉碎。
So all the value they have been built over the years through their careers and education all collapsed within a minute.
在圣灵的感动下，这十六个人就接受了耶稣基督，成为基督徒。
16 of them were moved by the Holy Spirit and received Jesus Christ as their Savior.
后来呢，在南非开普敦的吴牧师还特别被邀请飞到成都为这十八个人受洗。
So later on, Pastor Wu from Cape Town.Flew all the way to Chengdu City to baptize 18 of them.
哎呀，真是感谢赞美我们的神。
Wow, praise the Lord.
所以弟兄姐妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
基督教不单单是靠圣经写出来的字句让人信耶稣。
So Christian, it's not only depends on the words of God in the Bible, so people can believe in God.
更是靠弟兄姐妹活出来生命的见证来感动来吸引不信的人来到神面前。
It also depends on brother and sister who can live out the love of Jesus Christ, the truth of Jesus Christ through their daily life, which can attract non-believers to follow Jesus.
才能接受耶稣基督做个人的救主和生命的主。
So they can receive Jesus Christ as their Savior.
所以最后，请问我们要如何能够活出真理的柱石和根基？
So, in the end, I want to ask you, how can we live a life that we can become the pillar of the truth or the foundation of the truth?
凯西的父母用生命的见证来守护、来捍卫、来诠释神的道、圣经的真理。来展示来表彰来见证他们所信的真理他们所信的耶稣基督。
Kathy's parents, defend and protect and interpret the truth of God through their life. And also they become the manifestation of the truth.
那这个就是活出真理的柱石根基最好的解释。
So this is the best interpretation of how to become a pillars and foundation of the truth.
好，我们一同祷告。
Now let's bow our head and pray.
父神，我们满心感谢你的恩典。
Dear God, we want to thank you wholeheartedly.
当我们奔走天路的时候。
When we walk through the heavenly path.
求圣灵引领我们，带领我们。
Please guide us, the Holy Spirit.
让我们知道怎么样子做见证，怎么彰显，怎么你自己的荣耀。
So we know how to become a testimony, a manifestation of your glory.
把不信的人能够带进你的国度。
So that we can attract non-believers to your kingdom.
求你祝福每一位在今天聚会的弟兄姐妹跟朋友们。
Please bless every brother, sisters, and friends in this Sunday worship.
我们如此感恩祷告，是奉主耶稣基督的名求。
In Jesus' name, we pray with a thankful heart.